A study released yesterday shows offenders who kill white victims in Maryland are more likely to be sentenced to death than those who kill non-whites. The report was requested by departing Maryland Governor Paris Glendening, who imposed a moratorium on the death penalty pending the outcome of the study. From member station WAMU, Lisa Nurnberger reports.
University of Maryland professor Ray Paternoster says his 2.5-year study of Maryland's death penalty revealed that the race of the victim plays a major role in whether an offender is sentenced to death.
If you killed a white in this state during the time period we looked at it, the evidence indicates that you're 3 times more likely to be sentenced to death than if you kill a non-white.
And Paternoster says defendants who are black and kill white victims are twice as likely to be put to death as white defendants who kill whites.
More likely to have a death notice filed against them, and more likely to have that notification stick, and more likely to be sentenced to death within the pool of death eligible cases. Clearly, black killing white stands above the rest. Black killing black is at the bottom. White killing white is a bit above that.
Paternoster looked at about 6,000 first- and second-degree murders from 1978, when the state reinstated its death penalty, to 1999. He says trends are due in large part to the fact that prosecutors in Baltimore County seek the death penalty in every case that's eligible. That county has a high rate of white victims and cases that involve black defendants. Paternoster says he doesn't think the findings indicate that prosecutors are racists. He can think of several factors that may account for the discrepancies.
I can think of a non-bigoted reason that might produce some of these results. Prosecutors are sensitive to the wishes of the victims' families. One of the facts we know about the death penalty from nationwide polling is that Caucasians favor the death penalty more than minorities.
A spokesperson for Governor-elect Robert Ehrlich says he'll consider the findings of the report, but still plans to lift the moratorium on the death penalty. Spokesperson Cherise DeLever says the incoming governor will instead conduct case-by-case reviews.
Governor-elect Ehrlich plans to establish a commission that will review any and all cases on death row that will be headed by Lieutenant Governor-elect Michael Steele.
Steele is African-American. Opponents of the death penalty, like Maryland delegate Salima Seiler Marriott, say a case-by-case review won't detect the kind of systemic disparities the study identified. Marriott wants to head off Ehrlich's plan before he enters office.
I had to introduce legislation and try to get it through as an emergency bill so that the outgoing governor, who declared the moratorium, has an opportunity to sustain his moratorium.
But Marriott says that won't be easy because lawmakers will have to approve the legislation over the next few days before Governor Paris Glendening leaves office. The death penalty will be a big issue before the legislature. Last year, Maryland lost the chance to prosecute the 2 suspects arrested in the Washington area sniper case because Virginia was seen as having a stronger death penalty law. Montgomery County State's Attorney Doug Gansler says he thinks the legislature will take up and strengthen the state's death penalty.
The sniper situation, really what it did was once again highlight how weak our death penalty laws are in Maryland and the lack of willingness to actually execute people in Maryland.
But opponents of the death penalty say the study will strengthen their resolve to abolish the death penalty altogether. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in College Park, Maryland.